We're listening to some music by The Cole Porters here on Regional Voices. The Cole Porters are Louisville, Kentucky native Sid Griffin on mandolin and vocals, Scotland native Neil Robert Hurd on guitar and vocals, Canadian Carly Fry on the fiddle, and Englishman John Breeze on banjo and Andrew Stafford on bass. Before the concert began, I had the opportunity to sit down with Sid Griffin and discuss the rather interesting history of how the Cole Porters came into existence.
I had a band called the Long Riders, R-Y-D-E-R-S. All my bands have funny spellings, long before this hip-hop stuff. And we were doing very well. And a long story short is we had a drummer walking through an intersection, and he was hit by a car. So we had to... I literally went to a hospital and made a made me confess that we would never do an electric gig without him. So his recuperation took 2 years, Zach. So we floated into acoustic gigs, waiting for him to recover to honor the contract with him that we wouldn't play electrically without him. And by the time he got better, we'd had almost 2 years of being a bluegrass kind of thing, and I had the horrible thing of saying, "Well, look, we've got something going now." And so that's the grim story of how we evolved into playing bluegrass, but I've never regretted it. It's been terrific for us. At my age, I just go around with a suit and a shirt and some clean socks and the mandolin, whereas when the rock and roll days, we carried amps and drums or people and hired people to do that. And so this is just, this last 10 years of playing bluegrass, or what we call alt bluegrass, has just been a blessing.
Guitarist and vocalist Neil Robert Hurd, who was playing music with Sid Griffin since before their transition to bluegrass, says the switch of genre was not really that difficult at all.
It feels very natural to me as a Scotsman. My dad's a fiddle player, so a lot of traditional Scottish country dance music, stuff like that, I very much grew up with that. But of course, as a rebellious teenager, thought, that's old folks music, I don't want to play that. Then of course, in a complete circle, I'm now in a band that my dad can bear to listen to and comes to watch, which is good. So, but also, I think if you want to play music, you can mature into this music really easily. You can keep playing it forever once you get into it. It's just it's above fashion and trend. It's beyond all that kind of stuff, which is kind of nonsense. But it's about music and playing and people and a sense of community and that kind of thing. So it's quite nice to get onto that road and know you can just keep going.